These large national media companies were the gatekeepers who determined which stories received coverage, with an eye towards material most relevant to their readers, listeners, or viewers. The decisions about what was newsworthy were made in newsrooms, editorial meetings, and under the watchful eye of an editor or producer who had ultimate veto power. Traditional media relied on the expertise of a large group of trained communicators. Then, between 2000 and 2008, one in four media jobs disappeared. While this statistic came from a Forrester research study conducted even before the financial crash of 2008, those of us who work with the media every day already knew it. Local media shrunk dramatically, with the big national outlets becoming understaffed and under pressure to create content, not only for their regular beats or programs, but for their online presence as well. Meantime, we began to witness the birth of a new kind of media, digital outlets hosted by individuals and brands that feature blogs, podcasts, webinars, and other content tailored to a very specific group of readers. We call these micromedia, and collectively they're creating a new way to get attention for your platform, your message, your mission, your story, or your business. You may be wondering, what is micromedia? Everyone, literally every individual, business, and organization is a micromedia outlet, whether they know it or not. Everyone with a smartphone can be one part camera operator, one part humor columnist, one part radio host, or whatever kind of media outlet they'd like to be.